Good afternoon. The front that brought showers to the area yesterday morning continues to track well off to the east, taking the tropical air mass along with it. In its place, drier air continues to flow into interior New York and New England, still though with mild temperatures. With sunshine slowly making a comeback through the afternoon hours, readings should climb into the upper 60s and lower 70s for afternoon highs. A next disturbance is currently moving through the upper Midwest and will sweep through the Great Lakes today and tonight. It will arrive in our region tomorrow. The result will be an increase in cloud cover overnight, which will keep temperatures in the lower to mid-50s for overnight lows. As this disturbance passes through the region on Saturday, we'll have mostly cloudy skies and scattered showers from time to time, especially in the early morning hours. And with more in the way of drier weather in the afternoon, temperatures should reach back into the lower and middle 60s. Behind this system, the wind will pick up toward tomorrow evening and especially tomorrow night out of the northwest. This will drive in much colder air as we head into the day on Sunday, and with in-and-out sunshine, high temperatures will only be in the high 40s to around 50 degrees. High pressure will build in, keeping it dry Sunday night and into the day on Monday, although again on the cooler side, with highs staying in the lower and middle 50s. Another disturbance will drop in through the Great Lakes. This one will be a slow mover on Tuesday. It'll linger into the day on Wednesday and perhaps not even depart on Thursday. With the close proximity of this disturbance through the middle of next week, showers will be possible all 3 days, with highs staying in the 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the National Hurricane Center is issuing advisories on Major Hurricane Gonzalo, located about 150 miles south-southwest of Bermuda. Gonzalo is moving toward the north-northeast near 16 miles per hour, and a continued north-northeastward motion with an increase in forward speed is expected through tomorrow. On the forecast track, the eye of Gonzalo will be near Bermuda early this evening. Maximum sustained winds are near 125 miles per hour with higher gusts. Gonzalo is a Category 3 hurricane on the Saffir-Simpson hurricane wind scale. Hurricane conditions are expected to reach Bermuda this evening, with tropical storm conditions arriving shortly. Slow weakening is forecast today, but Gonzalo is expected to be a dangerous hurricane when it moves near Bermuda. Faster weakening is forecast to begin tonight. A dangerous and life-threatening storm surge is expected to produce significant coastal flooding in Bermuda. Near the coast, the surge will be accompanied by large and destructive waves. And Tropical Storm Anna is located about 280 miles south-southeast of Hilo, Hawaii. Right now, it appears that while Anna may intensify to hurricane strength, it will stay south and west of the Hawaiian Islands over the weekend. Still, a tropical storm watch is in effect for the Big Island.
For those traveling across the Northeast today, in New York City, sunny and breezy in the lower 70s. Boston, mostly sunny and breezy in the lower 70s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and highs in the lower 60s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 74 degrees, the low 61. The average temperature, 68. That's 18 degrees above normal. 0.8 of an inch of rainfall yesterday. For the month now, 1.52 inches, which is 0.43 below normal. And 29.19 inches for the year, which is 2.21 inches of precipitation below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees. The average low, 39. The record high, 85, set in 1947. And the record low, 21 in 1940. Sunrise this morning, 7:11 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:10 p.m. 10 hours and 59 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today, with highs in the mid-60s. Mostly cloudy tonight, with areas of fog and lows near 50. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, partly sunny today with highs in the lower 70s. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, partly sunny today with highs around 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Partly sunny skies today with highs right around 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Partly sunny skies today with highs right around 70. Mostly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers in the lower 60s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and much cooler on Sunday with highs only near 50. Sunshine giving way to clouds on Monday in the lower to mid-50s. Scattered showers Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Otherwise, mostly cloudy all 3 days with highs in the lower and middle 50s. Have a great weekend. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.